Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, I'm Jessie Ware.
I'm Lenny, Jessie's mum.
And this is Table.
Why is it?
I don't know, because it's very formal. And this is Table Manners. My friend had the idea that I should do a podcast. This was years ago. He said, you're so nosy that you should do a podcast. And I thought, I racked my brains about what we should do and what should be original. And what kept on coming back to me was dinner at my mum's. And the fact that whenever I have a new friend or somebody I care about, they get invited to my mum's. My mum has to do the cooking. I show off her cooking. She shows off her brilliant hostess with the mostest skills. And we talk for hours, and then they're friends with my mum, and then they end up going to the theatre with my mum or going out for dinner on their own with my mother. That's just how it works. So food has always been a big deal in my family. We've always eaten around the dinner table. We've had fights there. We've made up there. It's always important. So I thought I'd rope my mother into this podcast, get her to basically cook the dinner every week, and invite a guest over to either my house or my mum's house and talk about food and family and loads of other things, and the conversation can go wherever it fancies. But it basically reminds me of growing up in my mum's house and having the best conversations around a dinner table. This week we have the pop star that is Will Young, and Chris Sweeney, the filmmaker who has directed two of my music videos, Nightlight and Champagne Kisses. He's also done amazing music videos for lots of other people like Foals and Paloma Faith and Will Young. And I think that's how they met each other, in fact. And he's also a really, really good friend of the family. We met on an island in Greece called Skopelos, which we both got married in. Chris married his wonderful husband, Will. And I married Sam, and we've been going there and meeting each other ever since. How many years has it been?
I think it's at least 24 years you've known Chris.
He's a dear, dear friend of the family.
So, and he did nearly take your eye out.
He did, in the swimming pool.
Yes. It was very interesting. They were really playing rough in the swimming pool, and underwater, Chris managed to elbow you in the eye.
Yeah.
You came out. We had to go to the health centre because you couldn't open your eye. The health centre put a sticking plaster on your eye and said you had a trauma. You thought they told you you got a tumour and cried from one eye as we made our three-hour journey to Volos for it to be seen by a doctor with a fag in his mouth who took the plaster off and said, you're fine, go home.
But we're still friends and we love Chris, and we are so excited to chat to Will and Chris about their amazing podcast called Homo Sapiens that keeps on taking the world by storm. Mum, what are you cooking tonight?
I've done brisket cooked in Coca-Cola, a red coleslaw.
Well, I did the red coleslaw.
I decided we were having it.
Yeah, you did.
And I've done potato kugel. It's like a big rosti in a cake.
Basically, the format is supposed to be that the guest says what they quite like to eat, and my mum, being such a good chef, can do that. But basically, mum has thrown that format in the bin, and little did I know that you were secretly texting him, and you said, he wants Friday night dinner, that's it. Come in from the...
Hello.
Hello, Ridley.
Yeah.
This bell has been broken for 10 years, Ben.
No. Sorry, I'm fucking starving as well.
We're starving.
He is coming. He's
what's
about
the like etiquette of starting without one? Speak
he's
of the devil and...
Sister, you're on loudspeaker.
I'm here.
Davina.
We're starving.
Big Brother House, this is Davina.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for being part of the podcast. And welcome and l'chaim.
L'chaim.
I feel like I need to basically explain. It's a pleasure that now I get to have, we get to have Will in our house, but
we have loved you.
We have loved you for forever.
We
I cried when you won
the
pop idol.
Many people did.
I fist pumped and
cried.
I cried.
We loved it so much. And I and all your songs that I found, I recorded and I made a little CD and gave it to my best friend Alex.
See, we were obsessed with
we
you
were
to
obsessed.
The point that my mother made me audition for the next pop idol because she thought I was in for a chance because white middle class could make it happen and we loved you so much that I had to go on when I was sitting like A-levels.
I remember
but
this.
But God, I didn't get past the producers.
I don't know what it was like.
No.
Yeah, I sung Until You Come Back to Me, but like the Hill
that's
Street...
That's what I sang!
Oh, for God's sake.
That was my first... That's what
Hill
I sang.
Street Soul version I did.
The one that was in like
I did like the Aretha
okay,
one.
Let's hear
until
it.
You
yes,
come
yes.
Back. Yeah, yeah. Oh my God, that's so weird! They were like, been there, done that.
I sang that to the producers.
I didn't know
and
that.
I almost didn't get through. The person
well, how
who
did
is,
you?
Who is my friend now... It was because you had people don't know that, do they? But you
no.
get like three rounds
yeah.
mm. with like
you don't see Simon Cowell.
Even
oh,
five
no,
rounds, you get like the runner, the person making the team.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay, they'll get through, and then you get to the producer. So on the first round, I sang Until You Come Back to Me, and she was literally lifting up Claire Howe, our name and shame, and she was around the corner, and she was about to say no, until I went to
Ah.
And then she's
sung
like,
out.
Oh, okay.
Fuck. Well, yeah, they certainly said no to me. Can we bring it back to food for a second?
Yeah, so this is brisket that's cooked in Coca-Cola. And this is a potato kugel.
Mum, what's a potato kugel?
It's like a big rosti.
Oh, it looks really
good. It's basically
good.
Real, like, comfort food.
Yeah.
It's a kind of, it's a Jewish meal.
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of.
Feed a cold, starve a fever.
Yeah. Mm. Have you got a cold or a fever?
So I was saying. I don't think I've got a fever because if I had a fever, I wouldn't be hungry, would I?
Can I ask you, well, I kind of know this already with Chris, but like your family are a foodie family.
This is
your
true.
Mother probably
your
is one of the best cooks in the world.
Cook than me.
That's not true, Lenny.
That is
blasphemous.
True, darling.
Maybe we should get her in for the pastry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Miss the incredible Anne Sweeney, like your, can you tell me what it was like in your house with food and...
We... So my mum loves cooking.
Mm. But she worked, didn't she, when
she worked?
Yeah.
yeah, she always worked. But she, growing up, we had a lot of mince with carrots and peas chopped in. She'll hate me for saying this. We did, Lenny. It wasn't.
But that was okay, wasn't it?
No, no,
like
but
a
that was like a
staple. Deconstructed shepherd's pie.
Yeah, and that was like quick and easy and quite cheap to feed children.
Yeah.
But we love teasing her that she fed us Findus crispy pancakes all the time. So when I remember. We used to have them occasionally, but we'll be like, God, yeah, another frozen dinner. I remember those days, just to wind her up. And then she'll do this thing where we'll do this thing. We would, when we were growing up, and do you remember when the BSE, mad
yes.
cow disease
yes.
crisis that happened?
And then everyone started cooking minced turkey.
Yeah, and we used to sit in the car being like, God, it's just such a shame that we're going to die now because you fed us so many Findus crispy pancakes growing up. She'd be like, I did not. It was on an odd occasion when I've been working late. We were like... all the time, you know, Mum. It's just so because she's such a like mother provider. It is really easy
she
to wind her up.
The best cook.
And this other thing I remember about being little with kids is if my sister had a friend round for dinner, when Mum would like really kindly cook us a meal, and it would be an amazing meal, and then she'd put it on the table, and I'd just turn to my sister's friend and go, "I'm so sorry, it's all we can afford."
Oh God, as a joke.
Yes.
You're such a
to annoy her.
Oh, boy.
It was so much fun. She's like, Christopher, stop it. That is not the case.
But your mum's such a good cook.
She is.
What do you think
is
her best dish?
Fighting talk. Well, I like Marbella chicken, but I think you taught her that.
I feel like we may have that on the podcast. No, she taught you, Mum.
She taught me.
She taught me.
Oh, I thought so.
No.
Yeah.
Marbella chicken I love, which is olives.
It's the best.
What is it? Olives, sherry, chicken, bay leaves.
Is it dates or prunes, apricots? Yes.
I nearly did
capers.
Bass chicken for you tonight.
Oh, which one's that? The one I love?
Delia.
What's it got?
With the rice and the chorizo. Oh, yeah, you love that. And the oranges.
Yeah, that's the one I love. Yeah.
Yeah, you like that.
You didn't get that.
Sorry.
No,
I'll
I didn't.
Do it again.
Yeah.
But your family were a foodie family. Well, it was like wholesome food, right?
But I've always cooked every night for you. And even when just Alex is here, I always think we have a proper meal.
Yeah, because...
I never have takeaway things.
But I remember, so your house was always, growing up, your house was always an amazing food house. And it felt very similar to mine because there was always nice
food.
Yeah,
it's exactly the same.
But more, your house was always way more adventurous. This house always had
amazing. So.
Yeah, it was like... You were Ottolenghi before Ottolenghi. You were. It was spices and things. Yeah, and pomegranate, etc. He got all his from you.
Your
no, mum was more like traditional, but that there's nothing wrong with that.
Will, what's I? Because obviously, I feel like I know you and I've known you forever. But with your family,
that's because I found you in my cupboards. So I found you in my larder.
Can I ask you how growing up with food and your family, foodie family, like what's your earliest childhood food memory?
So Annabelle Young is a very good cook.
Who's Annabelle Young?
She's my mum.
Oh, Annabelle Young.
She sounds like a chef with that name.
I thought I'd never heard of her.
Oh, chef.
Yeah.
I thought she was a chef.
Annabelle Mary Jane Young. You know Annabelle Young. You've come across her on the Archers.
forums.
The Archers forums.
Is she a fantastic cook?
I think she's a fantastic cook. She had quite traditional parents, and that would be like, we send you off to finishing school.
So she can do all the French pastry?
Yeah, but she was like a complete rebel. Oh. I mean, I won't go into details because I don't know if you could include it. But like, she is...
Still a bit of red tape.
But she still went off, which is so interesting. So they sent her off at like 16, 17. And so she went to Paris... And then she went down to
Cordon Bleu,
stuff like that. Yeah, that's what
you do. So she's got all her old.
So you could get a good husband.
She's got all the old. Oh, she failed there. no, I love my dad.
No.
She's got all her old recipe books in there. So like creme brulee. So anyway, my memories are. Chocolate mousse, that's her thing. So if we had big Sunday lunches, we'd have like Sunday lunch, and then if people were coming, then it would always be. Tarte pomme and chocolate mousse, and then that would be a special. It would be like, oh, mummy's making tarte pomme and chocolate mousse, you know. And she's really good at doing like big spreads and big salads. And then as she went through her phases, because she's a bit like a teenage girl who's just constantly in one cycle of being a teenager, and so she became vegetarian. So then it was like we eat vegetarian.
When did she become a vegetarian? How old were
you? That was one of her phases.
Okay.
I think we were...
My kind of girl.
I think we were 12, yeah. We were 12. And so then she'd started cooking brilliant vegetarian. Yeah, she really makes an effort.
And does she still make an effort?
Yeah. Yeah. I think I really appreciated it. And I know my dad really appreciates it.
Mm.
Now she's vegetarian again.
Okay.
Because of that thing.
Simon Anstler's got a lot to answer for. Yeah.
And sort of other, there's been quite a few problems, But she does make a real effort to, and I think it's definitely as a family, I think it was really important for us to have like good food and
good
meals.
A lot, Will.
A fair amount, yeah. And I love it, particularly Sunday. We'll always have Sunday lunch.
Yeah, I love
so
Sunday.
And that's like, even if it's just the two of them and I'm popping by for going past, you know, to go somewhere else, they'll still have a roast.
Sweet.
But we would have Finder's crispy pancakes.
Yeah.
And we were allowed McDonald's once a year, but we weren't allowed to have McDonald's in the McDonald's. We had to take it back. Back to home!
Knife and fork.
What's that about?
That's really funny.
It's nice and cold.
She just didn't, I think that's like a thing. Yeah. But she told me a story, remember, my grandmother, who is a good cook, she would really embarrass my mum because they'd go for holidays in the Isle of Wight and they'd go to have fish and chips and then she'd ask for oil and vinegar in the cafe, and then she'd mix and try and make salad dressing for the one piece of lettuce that you get.
Oh,
my mum was like, this is the most embarrassing thing ever. Wow. But, you know, it was, yeah, I think food's actually probably been more, I'm not a massive foodie.
Are you not?
No.
So what do you eat?
But weirdly, I did the stuff that I do cook are all things that my mum would cook, and they just sort of get into me by osmosis, I think.
What's your best dish that you can cook?
I'm very good with a roast. Because
we
had so many
what's
roasts.
What's your trick? Because I just shove it all in one dish.
Always continue to like baste the chicken constantly.
Do you use butter or oil?
Butter.
Yeah,
yeah, butter and thyme. Jamie Oliver, rub it in with salt.
Under the skin.
Mm.
Yeah.
Under the skin.
Yeah.
And then potatoes, I'm still can't.
I can't
quite
do the bloody.
Get there.
I can.
Goose fat potatoes. You bash them though, don't you?
Yes, bash them. And I love courgette puree, that's my favourite. But also, they grow. My dad's.
Courgette puree?
Yeah, because my dad's. This is the other thing. He loves his vegetable garden. Always
has.
He
lives in the country, right?
So it's like fresh vegetables.
That's so good.
I mean, he's constantly, you showed him with some courgettes, darling. I've got loads. I'm like, no, I'm fine. You gave me about £12 yesterday. You know. So I think like we do get like feast or famine from the garden because once things grow, you have to bloody. But they're very country like that. Like they
I
do kind of like, yeah, I love it.
Seasonal.
As well. Yeah,
so
I really
do
like
they,
that.
Whereabouts do they live in?
We're outside Hungerford in Berkshire.
Okay, Berkshire.
Yeah.
And where did you go to university?
Exeter.
So did you come home at weekends?
No.
No.
But then I think I'd been to boarding school for 10 years. Yeah, so going away wasn't really much of a...
Did you go with your brother?
Mm.
What was the food like in boarding school?
Awful.
Really?
Absolutely awful. Like, and my prep school was like really damaging place. You know, it gave me PTSD. It was horrific. Really abusive. And the food was awful. And we used to get 3 boiled sweets on a Wednesday and a Saturday.
Did you tell your mum and dad?
Yeah, I don't think we... I just think it wasn't the underlining thing. I mean, they know now and they're furious. I mean, my mum, like, if she sees one of the teachers, she has to, like, stop herself from killing him, you know. And I kind of think it'd be quite fun. I might just go for it, Annabelle. in the car park at Waitrose. You know,
it's on you can represent her, she'll get off.
Yeah, exactly. Did you go to boarding school?
We thought it was a great thing.
Your dad had gone, and that was the way...
We went, because they both gone, but they didn't have much money, so it was a real struggle.
Yeah, and they thought they were doing their very best for you.
Yeah, because they'd had it. And actually, I think my mum had loved school, because I don't know if... My grandmother was, she was an only child. Her siblings were like in their 40s, you know. So my grandmother went to boarding school from 4.
Bloody hell.
Oh my God.
4. And she never saw, you know, so she didn't really grow up in a family. So she didn't really know how to be with her own kids. So my mum was like boarding school.
But it's,
loved it.
It's kind of odd now, I think, that next door neighbours have just sent their 8-year-old to boarding school.
Oh, I couldn't handle it. Honestly, I think...
And I said, he said, he's going to boarding school. I said, you hadn't told me. He said, we were too frightened.
Well, you know.
I was kind of shocked.
Yeah, that is
8-year-old child.
Oh, it's so young. It's so young. I hope that people see things differently now. I would find it very difficult to be friends with someone if they sent their kids away.
Is it sort of international
really?
Kids?
Yeah, I would.
Dad wanted to send you away, darling.
Well, I stayed. Look at me now.
He definitely wanted Anna away.
Well, we all did, Mum.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Dinner parties.
Yeah.
You are, and I
the
like it.
The chicken pie.
Very good.
The chicken pie
is good.
Really works, darling.
But the thing is, talking...
But Will gets everyone pissed.
Yeah, he does.
Your husband, we have to differentiate. Chris has a husband called Will.
Yeah. And we went to the same school.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
What, secondary?
Prep school.
Yeah.
I remember.
Was he there from?
When they met, when Chris and, I'll call him William, met, yeah. I remember, nice age you, yeah, I remember his family so clearly. They were one of the sort of families that really stood out to me because they were kind of normal.
Yeah.
There were lots of families that weren't normal.
You must be the only person at prep school he didn't try and get it on with. He was having a whale time. Or maybe more boarding school. William was gangbusters.
When did William come out?
It happened to me.
I think when he was like 24, 25.
When did you know?
I think 18.
When you kind of left the home when you went to uni? Was that like, that's when Alex, my brother, came out. He came out to my mum.
Before he went to university.
Really?
I thought it was the night you dropped him off at Bristol.
No, the night before, and then he just said, because I had thought maybe he was gay, and I said to him, are you gay? And he says, I know you're a big fat liberal mum, but I'm not. But I think he didn't know what he...
No, because you can talk yourself into it.
Yeah, and then he did come out, and then I said, are you sure? He said, I'm as sure as I can be, mum.
I think he got bullied and it was this thing, you're gay. And so he had to defend this thing that he didn't... You feel ashamed of it. It's just awful.
From a young age.
Yeah, his school was awful to him.
It was really bad.
Kids, they were like, you're gay, why don't you come out? And it was like this, like, every day. Like, it was just awful. And he felt like he had to deny it maybe because he didn't know maybe then. And it became a dirty word. It was like the wrong thing to be. So therefore you go, no, I'm not.
It's awful, and then you get people, you know, you still get people now saying things like that shouldn't be coming into the school, you know, the playgrounds.
Hang
on, that's the place where you can sort those things out.
I know.
Well, he can't be here to talk about it, but do you think that affected him?
We can dial him in.
I can get him on FaceTime. I don't know what, I mean, I have to say that when he told me, it took me a long time to get to grips. And that's really strange for me because...
No, it's important, to be honest.
I think you were protective of him and you knew it was going to be a bit harder for him.
Mm. But I just couldn't... I had to get my head around it. It took me a long time. And actually, I spoke to your mum and she said the same thing.
Yeah,
It was okay. We both felt it was okay, but you have to get your head around it.
What is it? What is so interesting? Because my parents were very... I mean, they're very liberal.
Yeah.
I mean, they're mental. You know, they're into erotic art, they're into... Yeah, I was disappointed. I thought they'd just be, like, completely fine, but they were very protective. And
yeah, I just want him to have... He's the best uncle, really, you could ever imagine. Mm. And he should have children. Mm. And it won't be as easy. Mm. I mean, he can.
Yes,
was that then... Were things like that then?
Yeah, those were the things that worried me.
So it's like kids and... Oh,
yeah, and also... Yeah, and...
Well, would he get... Is there sort of things like hangover from HIV and was that a
concern? No, I wasn't worried about that at all.
But did you feel that he had had a secret and he hadn't been able to share it with you?
No, I didn't worry about that. Because I felt it was him having... That's his private thoughts coming to... I think I was quite worried about what Dad might say and say it was my fault. Right. And actually, he was absolutely brilliant. He was fine. Will, are you back in cabaret?
Yes.
When's it getting announced?
Louise.
Yeah.
Is she a fab dancer?
She's like, well, yeah, she is. She's kind of fab all round.
Do you love her?
She's gorgeous.
Yeah, she's got...
So pretty. She doesn't look her age.
No, she's really good. She's like, she's worked so hard as well. Like, I mean, she has worked.
Can she? Oh, of course, she can sing, can't she?
She can sing the. She can't sing like you, but she sings the shit out of it.
Light of My Life, one of the best songs ever.
Light of My Life.
Is that? Did she have
was
a solo
Eternal?
Career?
Yeah, babe. She left Eternal before everyone.
Eternal.
Who did Naked? Was that Louise?
Louise.
Yeah.
Naked.
She's sworn to give me the catsuit, and I'm like, I want that catsuit. And she goes, oh, I've got to dig it out of the garage. She's like, I'll come round. It's fine.
I'll help you, babe.
I think lots of gay men had a crush on Louise.
Yeah.
I did.
I think she was
very...
I want to see her as a gay icon.
But she was very friendly and accessible, you know what
she's
I mean?
She's not Kylie, is she?
Girl next door, but like buff girl next door.
Yeah, she was very...
And also she's Lewisham. I mean, I wouldn't fuck with her.
Lewisham? She's not Essex?
No, she's like, she's proper Lewisham, South London.
You're kidding.
Yeah. If that comes out, she's like, people shouldn't get in my way.
Can we finally just talk about the success of Homo Sapiens? Because I don't feel like we've touched on that enough. Are you, I know this is a bit of a boring question, but are you surprised by how well received it's been?
So our podcast is, we say it's Woman's Hour for an LGBT audience. So it's current affairs from an LGBTQ+ perspective.
Very important, because there isn't anything.
And we both love Woman's Hour and we listen to it a lot, and they did their 70-year anniversary and they said that they have to account for the fact that 40% of their listeners are men, so when they think of topics to talk about on Women's Hour, they actually have to cater for the men.
I didn't realise that.
And I think lots of people really like listening to Women's Hour that aren't women, because it shows current affairs, which everyone likes to absorb, but because they focus on women, it ends up being a single one person's perspective. It gives a personal perspective on Trump's America, or what does Trump's America mean for women? Then they end up talking to a specific... person, and you hear their story. So we kind of decided we'd do the same thing. So wanted to talk to, for example, Owen Jones, who's a big political commentator, but let's talk to him about his life. What's his view of what it means to be an LGBT political commentator today? And, you know, we talk about ideas a lot, Will and I, and we just sat down and recorded it about a week after we first had the idea. And we never, like, as you may hear from some of the recordings, they're quite lo-fi. We didn't think anyone would listen. We just thought that we would make it and see what happened.
Yeah, I think that's
but
the best
happened
way.
But what's happened really
it's so good. And it feels so natural, and you two are brilliant together. But, like, also, is it quite demanding with it being about current affairs that you feel like you need to, like, now that it's gone quite well, are you now having to be like, shit, we need to, like, set up the next series? Like, how many... are you doing per series, or is it just like a pay-as-you-go kind of thing, or...?
Well, I think it could... I was saying to you the other day, I think, from rehearsals, I had to stop myself getting a bit overexcited, being like, right, now I need to do this, now we need to do this, not I need to do this. And
we have this a lot.
Seeing as this podcast is called Table Manners, can I ask if you have any... terrible table manners that you think?
I don't like people snogging at the table.
Will eats with his
I face. Agree with that Ooh. One. It's disgusting.
It's like, really annoying.
Who snogs at the table?
People no, do.
Should I tell you one? Should I tell you a story about? I'm not going to name names because I really would love to write a hit with it one day. I was working with a very good producer in America. And I think he begrudgingly went out for dinner with me after with his girlfriend. And a friend of mine who's also a producer, and we went to this amazing fancy place in Los Angeles, and the what are they called the wine men no what are they called
sommelier
yeah sommelier comes over and is just like, would you like to try some wine? He was like, yep, great. Pours it for the girlfriend and pours it for all of us, but asks the producer to taste it. He I kid you not, tastes it, spits it into his girlfriend's mouth like a mother bird vomiting into their child, chick, and she swallowed it, and they're like, it's great, we'll take it. I was just like, is this romance?
That's really odd.
I didn't know what to do. I kicked my friend under the table who was next to me, and I was just, it felt, and they were having a lovely time. I think it was an early flirtation.
Early flirtation?
But it was that is pretty, it was disgusting.
Good aiming.
Yeah, really good aiming. I mean,
they sound like they got it down to pat.
It was disgusting.
Whoa.
But, yeah, anyway. So, yeah, I'm totally with you on the kissing. Mum, should we get dessert out?
I had some pears, so I thought I'd make pear tart-tatin. But I've never made it before. And I added some apples because it didn't look like it was enough there.
Well, I think that pears are always a bit like... they need a little kick sharpness with the apples, so maybe it's going to work.
I can't do puds, darling.
If we've got a lot of cream to douse it with, it's okay.
And if I could do puds, you'd have been fatter.
Yeah, true. I love how she said fatter.
Yeah, there you go.
She did used to, when I was sad, say, Darling, have a bit of cream on ice cream.
That was our always for our not being sad.
Really?
Yeah. Cream on ice cream.
I love cream.
Cream on ice cream.
Isn't it the best? Really
cream
cold
on ice cream.
Cream
is a very underrated thing. It's sensational.
Yeah.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
I don't think I've ever combined the two. But
try it.
Cream on ice cream.
It's not going to go wrong, is it?
No.
This is good, Mum.
How is it good? I don't know how.
Those pears are delicious.
The ingredients.
It's a star anise.
Look at him.
Riddle.
It's a lot of sugar. And a butter. Bit of pastry. And is it butter? Mm-hmm. Mum, it's good.
It is really good.
It may not be the prettiest picture, but it's good.
Story of my life.
Guys, Chris, Will, thank you so much for coming round and basically being given food that you didn't ask for. Hope you enjoyed it.
Really nice.
It's been an absolute pleasure, and really I wish I could do a we could do podcasts with you every week. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Lenny. Thank you. The food was delicious. Thank you so much, Jessie, for being the host.
Please, I'm trying, Chrissy.
Can you not just come back?
Yeah, you can, of course.
Jessie, you've got a cat.
Yeah, it's called Prince.
After
the legend.
After Prince.
But honestly, thanks and good luck with the Homo sapiens. And also, please just do another video for me, please, Chris. Mum, Will and Chris have just left. That was really nice. How are you feeling?
I'm fine. I loved seeing them. I love Will and I love Chris. And it was fun seeing them. I haven't seen Will since Chris's wedding.
That tart to tan was really good, Mum.
Thank you, darling. First time. We'll do it again.
No, it was really good.
Good.
I feel like maybe you could go into Bake Off.
Yeah, Will Young actually washed up with Vical. I must have thought I had a lot of lime scare.
Bless him, he was helping.
No, but why use he was squirting the Vical.
He looked good.
Yeah, it was fine.
He looked clean.
Yeah.
Also.
Very clean.
Thanks so much for listening to our podcast, Table Manners. Here's the awkward bit. If you have enjoyed this, then please subscribe. I believe rating is quite important to this. So please give us 5 stars. I won't take anything less. So please, I hope you're enjoying this. This is Table Manners, and it's been a pleasure to chat to you. By the way, if you've been enjoying the music on the show, it was created by my good friends Peter Duffy and Pete Fraser.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.